啊？
Here's a Mishnah at the end of Bava Basra. Kuf Ayin Hey Amud Aleph. The Masechta ends on Kuf Ayin Bav. Next to the last daf in Bava Basra. Kuf Ayin Hey Amud Aleph. The last line. Hamalas Chaver Bishtar Goy Veminachosim Mishabodim. If I make a Milva Bishtar, I borrowed money from the Malva and I gave the Malva a Shtar that says that I owe him the money. So then the Mishnah says, if the loiva is broke, you can collect from the lukuchas, from those who bought real estate from him. But if you malvus chaver, they aid him, only goy v'minachos v'minachar. Milva bal peh, you cannot collect from shiba nachosim, you can only collect from shiba raguf minei. So that's why it's problematic, the draisa on davches amir aleph. The draisa talks about a situation where a person here, tana rabbanan, slightly after the midpoint in the Amud, you have two dots, Nekudat Time, and then it says Tana Rabbanan, it says it's a Tosefta. A person, Rashi fills in the information, a person owes Nezikin, Bal Chayiv, and Ksubas Isha. He owes everybody money. And then he had Edis, Beinanis, and Zibur, and he sells everything to a Lekech. So it says, Mochela Echor, if he sold all of his karkos, Edis, Beinan, and Ziburis, to one person, oh, Lushlosha Beni Adam Ke Echor, he sold the Edis to one person, Beinan to another person, Ziburis to another person, Ke Echor, what do you mean Ke Echor? All on the same day. So Tosis explains that according to Gemara, the little Tosis, the Ikala Meimar, and Kosim Shos Elabi Yerushalayim, you don't write what hour of the day the sale took place. So from the shtoris, you can't tell who bought the karka first. So if he sold to one person, he sold to three people, ke'echod, ke'echod means all with the same date. So the din is kulam nichnasu tachas habaylam. What do you mean nichnasu? The nezikin have a right to collect from the lekech who bought the meitav. The balachobis have a right to collect from the lekech who bought the beninus. And the ksilasisha only has a right to collect from the one who bought the Zipuris. That's kulam nichnasu tachas habaylam. But the premise is they can all collect from the lukuchas. The ksuvasisha with the bachoy with the nezikin to collect from the lukuchas. So the ksuvasisha, there's no problem when she got married. The husband gave her a ksuba under the chuppah. The bachoy, we're talking about a little bit of a shtar, like the Mishnah says in Bava Basra, daf kufayin heim and Allah. But the nezikin, the nezikin is a milvah peh. So how does the milvah peh collect from the lekuchas at all? Should be like a malvus chaver b'yedim. It should be like a milvah peh. That you don't collect from the chasim shabbat. So that's what Tosfos and the Rishonim ask. V'im taima kulam nichnasu tachas abaylam. So it says v'im taima. What's going on? Why nezikin milvah peh? Milvah peh le'gavim im shabdi. That's the Mishnah in Bava Basra. Kufayin heim. So Tosfos gives exotic answers. The first answer is Yeshlam Kishamad Bidin. Kidyama Bagrezel, Ubikama Duchtin, it says in several places, so they're kind enough to tell you where. It's in Bava Metziah, Bava Basra, and in Erchen, and Agrezel is in Bava Kama. So it's in four different Mesichtas. I think it's in more than four places. So the Gemara says, Bikama Duchtin, in various places. Whenever they already went to a Dintur and the Bezin made a Gemara Din, even though the Nizik doesn't have a shtar, the halach is at a gemar din. When Bez makes a gemar din, hefke Bez nehefke. If Bez wants to, they can be mafke my property. So the Bez din makes the shibut stronger than it was before. Until then, it was only like a milbal peh. My behemoth was mazik your field, so I owe you $1,000. Or I crashed into your car, so I owe you $1,000 for ruining your car. You have to fix it up now. So I owe you money. It's like a milvah peh. You don't. There's no shiv nechosim. But after we went to a dintur and the bezin gives a psak amad bedin. So once amad bedin, since bezin always has the power If they have a reason why, they can't just be mafka. If I didn't do anything wrong, it can't be mafka my property. If the students learn in the yeshiva and they have gemaras and they leave them here and they leave the chumashim all over and they clutter up the whole school, so the SOI can bring the bezin at the end of every year. And then whoever doesn't take the svarim, so they put in this, they put up signs. They're going to have whoever doesn't collect the svarim by a certain date, they're going to auction off all the svarim. So they convene a bezin and then they can't get bezin after. What right do they have to be mapka your books because you did an avla? You're cluttering up the whole school. They can't have books from Sheshis May Bereshis here. Every student's going to leave five svarim. The place will be full of svarim. You won't be able to move over here. So that's why they use Hefka Beznet. So over here also, Beznet makes a gemar din that I owe you $1,000 because I crashed into your car. So when they make that psak, they wanted to have the ability to be enforced. So they included, they have the right to, so they usually do. So they don't even have to say it. After Hamad Abedin has the status like a Bilbi Bishtar, they create the Shem Nechasim based on Hefka Bezna Hefka. Fine. That's the first answer the Tosfos gives. Inami, another answer. There is a Machloikis in the Gemara in different Mesiftas. If you have the middle of Haksuva Bator, all Chiyuvei Mamon are divided into two categories. That's what we started when the year began. He said this Masechta is going to talk about different types of Chiyuvei Mamon. So some are his Chayvus Midas, and some are Milva Haksuva Batar. Milva means a loan. Someone lends money to someone else, but it's not necessarily a loan. Milva means a Chiyuvei Mamon. So you have a Milva Haksuva Batar. Pidyon HaBen is considered a Milva Haksuva Batar. I didn't agree to pay the money. I was blessed with a baby boy. The first baby is a boy, so the Torah imposes a Chiyuvei upon Abi HaBen. He has to give Pidyon HaBen money. So the Gemara calls that Milva Haksuva Batar. I crashed into your car. I stole something from you. So the Torah imposed a zechiv upon me. I was mazik, I was choyvel, my behemoth was mazik you. Any chiv that the Torah imposes upon the person is what we call Milva Haksuva Batar. Milva is love that can mean a choyv moment. It doesn't have to be a halva, a choyv moment. Then you have a Milva She'en Haksuva Batar. It means a halva, or the Meha Mecca. If I buy a house and I owe you three-quarters of $1 million for the house or whatever, so that's a milva she'en ha'ksuva b'Torah. So Tosfos points out, halvor does say in the Chumash, says, v'ish yashar tanosha b'yotzei alecha es avot achutz, and says in the Chumash that the loiva who borrowed money has to pay back. But Tosfos says, we call it with the terminology milva she'en ha'ksuva b'Torah, because even if it weren't written in the Chumash, we would have known on our own that he has to pay, because he accepted it as a his chayvus midas. He agreed on his own that he borrows money, he agrees to pay back. He buys merchandise, or he buys a house, or he buys an automobile, so he agrees to pay. So that his chayvus midas is called the milva she'en ha'ksuva b'Torah, even though it is written in the Chumash. But Tosfos in Ksuvos explains, even if it weren't written, we would have known on our own that he has to pay. And there were differences between milva ha'ksuva b'Torah and milva she'en ha'ksuva b'Torah. So the Gemara has a machlokes ha'tanaim. Do you say any milva haksuva b'Torah, any chov mamon that the Torah imposes, maybe the Torah imposes it to the maximum, and there you say shibud deraisa, there the shibud nechosim. In a halva, milva she'en haksuva b'Torah, then it depends whether milva b'shtar, milva b'al peh. But if it's a milva haksuva b'Torah, k'ksuva b'shtar damya, we treat it as if it were a milva b'shtar. So that's what Tosfos is suggesting. We don't pass him like that, but they say maybe this b'raisa is shaloi kedin. The Bryce is assuming that all three can collect from the Lukuchas. The Balchayv can collect from Lukuchas. It's Milva Bishtar. And the Ksuba Sisha, because he gave her a Ksuba. It happens that even if he didn't give her a Ksuba, the Gemara says that Ksuba, the Mishnah in Ksuba refers to Ksuba as a Tanai Bezna. Means the rabbis institute, even if the Chosin under the Chuppah doesn't give the Kala a document of a ksuba, if he divorces her or he dies, she still is entitled to collect the ksuba. She's even entitled to collect from the lukuchas. That's a takanas bezin, and they had the right to do it, hefker bezin hefker. Just like if the husband would have given a shtar, he would have created a shibud nechasim. So the bezin declares, it's a tanai bezin hu, even if apal pi shaloi kasa, even though the husband never gave a ksuba. So the ksuba sisha is not a problem, that's a tanai bezin, hefker bezin hefker. And the Balchayv is a milva bishtar, but the nizikin, The nizikin is the middle of Alpet. So Tosfos says this brisa that's assuming that the nizik has a right to collect malakuchas is shaloi kedin. We wouldn't paskin like this. This brisa goes with the shita milvaksa batar kisuli b'shtar damya, and we don't paskin like that. So here, the Namuki Yosef has a commentary on the Rif. So he poses the same question as Tosfos, and he answers, Hachamai Askinon, that he wrote a shtar. So such a simple answer. Why did Tosfos have to give? The Braitha goes, Shaloi Kiddin, it goes with the opinion, Milbak Sobatar Kiksuv Bishtar Damyan. Or the Braitha is talking that there was a Hamad Abedin, Kishamad Bedin. And they say, the Gemara says in the end, about the Kama Beduchte Tuva, the Kama Duchten, says in a few places, whenever it's Hamad Bedin, so Bezin makes the Psak, so it's self understood that Hefke, Bezin Hefke, they're imposing a Shiva Nechosim, whether you like it or not, that's part of the Psak. It's such an easy answer. Why don't you just say that the guy wrote the Mazik? The Nizik comes to the Mazik, hey, you are Mazik me. So the Mazik says, yes. And he assesses how much it's worth. I owe you $1,000. He wrote him a document. I owe you, this is ascertained that I crashed into your car. I owe you $1,000. So what's so complicated? Why didn't Tosfos think of that? So Leitchik thought that it was such a simple answer. Why didn't Tosfos think of it? So he suggested the following possibility. He said, maybe that Mishnah in the end of Bava Basra that says that there's a difference between Milva Bishtar, Milva Alped, and Milva Bishtar carries with it, Hashim Nachos, Milva Alped not. Maybe that's only meaningful if it's a Hischaivis Midas to begin with. If it's a Halvor, that's a Hischaivis Midas. So just like you can accept upon yourself, you can create a Hischaivis, so too you can create a Shtar. A Shtar has to be written Midas Amischaiv. So maybe the person who expressed the Das Amischaiv to create a Chiyav Mammon by a Halvor, the Loiva has to agree. He borrows the money. Or I buy the house for $1 million. I bought the house. So there's a Hischaivis Midas to pay the Demei HaMekach, whether you said it or not, but it's self-understood. You're buying a house, you got to pay for it. So just like there was a Hischaivis Midas to owe the money, the Milvah Sheinik Suvah Batar, even if it weren't written, we would know he has to pay. So too, your Adas HaMischaiv, you have a right to write a Shtar and to enhance the Shibud, that it should have not only Shibud Aguf, you should have Shibud Nachasim as well. But if it's a Nizik, I was Mazik you, that's a Milvah Ksuvah Batar, the Torah imposes the Chiyav. I didn't express any Das HaMischaiv to be Chayav. My behemoth made a Hezek of $1,000 in your farm, or I crashed into your car. Whenever it's a chiv that the Torah imposes, maybe Tosfos thinks that writing a shtar isn't going to help. You have no right to write a shtar to create a shibud nechos. You can only enhance the shibud aguf by a halvor, because halvor is a hischaivis midas. Maybe Tosfos didn't give the most obvious answer. What's so problematic? Just like we know there's a difference between a milvah b'shtar and a milvah aper. So they say the same thing by the nizik, by the mazik. There's a mazik who didn't write a shtar, mazik who did write a shtar. If he wrote a shtar, then it's like a little bit of a shtar. What was so deep over here? That was Rav Soloveitchik suggesting. Maybe Tosfos thinks the shtar only adds on a shibud nechosim on top of a shibud aguf if the shibud aguf was created with a hischaivis midas.
If a
balchov
is hischaivis midas, so what's how do we understand the shita that says, because you're being mechayiv yourself, how do we understand the shita that says that they have iddis min haTorah? Because like the how does a Baal Chov, his only obligation to pay is because he agrees to pay. So yeah. I mean, the Torah now says when you pay though, it has to be iddis.
Torah says, according to one opinion in the Gemara and Gitan, Daf Nun, not only the 24 Nezikin, the 25th Nezikin that the Torah imposes, even when you accept it upon yourself, whenever there's a chiyuv to pay money to someone else, it's always understood you got to pay from Yiddis. He holds that the Gzeres Shavah, Tachnasin, and Shalom Kesem includes also Halvot. We happen not to paskin like that. We paskin like the Minchas Chinuch explained, that the Meitav only applies to Milvah Ksuvah BaTorah. When the Torah is imposing the chiyuv, then the Torah imposes Meitav. When you accept it upon yourself, you didn't accept Meitav. If you want to, you can accept Meitav. But if you didn't accept Meitav, it's a Zipurit. So we don't accept that opinion, but there can be an opinion in the Gemara. Why not? That when you have a pasuk Tachlis sin and shalom kesef, that everybody has to pay makeup. It even applies to a ischaibis midas. We think not so. We pass on like the other shita. It's not so difficult to visualize the other shita.
What if, like, there's no edim? So technically, the person who damaged could deny it, and therefore accepting upon himself like the shtar that is his chavis midas. Like, mikra atin, he's technically putter because there's no edim to prove that he did it.
I mean, if he wants, he can lie.
Yeah, I'm saying, and there's no edim to prove it. It just came in the guy who damaged. So that can be considered his chavis midas because there's no edim to prove that he did it in the first place.
Not really. That's not his chavis midas because he's an honest person and knows that the Torah already owes the money. The Torah imposed a chiv on him already. That's not a hizchadis mitzvah. Yeah.
Why do you need a takana of bezdin for a woman to collect ksuba sisha without the shtar? I thought we only say by bachov because it was said to the luchos, but really meant the right set of people. Misdam the melva shtar melva peh, the same that you can really collect from the luchos. But by
Al-Khob,
you say it's a delikuchot, so you can't collect on the mobile
pet. Yeah.
So why
do
you need
my ksuba,
like a reason of
Takhanas
Bezdin,
for her
to collect the ksuba if there's no
shtar? Why not? You should say the same thing. How are people going to know how much he accepted upon himself? We usually accept way more than the basic amount of ksuba. The ksuba is only 50 slon, 50 shkolim. It's 200 zuz. 200 zuz is peanuts. He says it's pidyon haben is 5 sloim. So ksuba is 10 times pidyon haben. Pidyon haben, the maximum anybody gives today is $100. Nobody gives more than $100 for pidyon haben. So it's $1,000. That's mamish peanuts. So we add on tosefes ksuba in the dunya. We add on way more than the ikke ksuba. Many times more than the ikke ksuba. So people don't know how much money you added on. So there would be a pseida de lekuchas. You would destroy the whole real estate business. If you would say every girl who comes to collect ksuba has a right to collect from the lekuchas, even if there's no shtar. You have to have a shtar. There should be islei kola. Otherwise, it's going to be leislei kola. It's going to be a pseida de lekuchas. So really should have been only if it's a ksuba b'shtar. So the Chacham made an exception to the rule, and they said, ksuba is a tanai bezin. Even if he didn't give her a document, she's entitled to the ikke ksuba, the tosefes ksuba, that's only if he added it on, the ikke ksuba. And whatever he agreed to, or even if he never agreed to anything, the ikke ksuba, you can collect from Shiva Nechasim, from the lekuchas, even though there was no shtar. That's the tanai bezin. So again, so mochel echad, the person who owes money to all three, he owes money to the nizikin, the balchayv, and to the ksubasisha, and he had idis bein and his hanzibus, and he sold everything to one person. All the shloshim aliyadim ki echad means all this. Rashi writes, what does Rashi write? Ki echad means the yom echad. Rashi mechorn leechad l'shosh meram the yom echad. Rashi misha hayal nizik and ksubasisha b'chay b'hayal ha'idus bein and zibur. Rashi fills in the whole information. It's missing in the brisa, but that's obviously what's going on. So mochad l'shosh meram ki echad. They all have the same date on the shtar, and ein kaisen shos al b'yushalayim. That was the meaning. So what's taka the din? If I sell you a house and I write the day, but I didn't write what hour the kinyan took place. So Rashi and Taisus learn in the Gemara and Ksubas around the Apsarik Beis, so Rashi and Taisus learn that this depends on the Machloikas, but Eide Chasim Ekarsi, Eide Mesir Ekarsi. We explained it, that there are two types of shtaras. There's a shtar raya, and there's a shtar kinyan. A shtar raya, let's say, I sold you a house, and then you want to be able to prove that the house is yours. So I give you, you already made a kinyan, you already paid all the money, you already made a kinyan chazokah. And then I give you a document that says this is to ascertain that this house at 24th Ben, apartment 26A, was sold by Reuven to Shimon. And then you have to aid him sign it. That's a shtar rai, that's not a shtar kinyan. The house already belongs to Shimon. Reuven already sold it to Shimon. Shimon paid money, made a kinyan chalipin, made a kinyan chazaka, whatever. He already owns it. So the shtar was only a shtar raya to ascertain that it really belongs to him. Then sometimes they have a shtar kinyan. He's selling him the house by giving him the shtar, and he writes in the shtar, the house at 24 Bennett now belongs to you. I'm hereby selling you the house. That's a shtar kinyan. When you get divorced, a get is a shtar kinyan. The shtar, it's not that by going to secular court it became divorced, and he writes her a get as a raya that she's divorced. No. By giving the get, that's what creates the gerushin. And there is such a parallel. We say, makir shavai li etzil. In the Chumash you have, the pasuk says, when the husband divorces his wife, and she goes and she marries someone else, and then the second husband divorces her. The first husband is not allowed to take it back. If a man divorces his wife and he decides he wants to remarry her, so he can remarry her, unless he's a kohen. He's not allowed to marry even Grusha Satsmo. He's not allowed to marry. But if he divorces his wife and she marries someone else in between, and then the second husband dies or divorces her, and then the first husband wants to remarry her, that's a pasuk in the Chumash, Machzik Ushasai, after she married someone else in between, so that's prohibited. So in one pasuk it says, one after the other, it says the first husband gave her a get, and she goes and she marries the second husband. V'hocha v'hoysa l'isha acher. Hocha v'hoysa means she gets married. So the Gemara has an expression, makish havaya l'yitzia. It says, v'yotza mibesa. Yotza mibesa means he divorced her. Hocha v'hoysa means she married someone else. So yitzia means divorce, and havaya, v'hoysa l'isha acher, means getting married. So that's what the Gemara calls makish havaya l'yitzia hekish. If you have two dinim written in the same pasuk, one next to the other, so we assume that there's a connection between the two. So here we have two dinim written in the pasuk. One is Yitzia, one is Havaya. The first husband divorces the wife, and the second husband marries her. So just like a divorce can be accomplished like Deshtar, so too Kiddushin can be accomplished like Deshtar. Why don't you say also, just like Kiddushin can be accomplished like Deshtar, a divorce should be able to be accomplished like Deshtar? Who would give the Kesef to whom? He gives her a ring, now she walks around with two rings. One is the marriage band, and one is the divorce band. Husband would give a second ring. Oh no, the wife gives a ring back to the husband. That's two pshatim and Rashi and two different mesichtas. So the Gemara has a havamina. Maybe makish havai liyitzir should be just like kiddushin can be ayde kesef. So gerushin can also be ayde kesef. The Gemara has a pasuk. No, it doesn't work that way. But that kiddushin can be ayde shtar. That's based on makish havai liyitzir. That just like getting divorced, the one and only way to get divorced is bishtar. No other kinyana works. So too ayde kiddush. In the case of Kiddushin, you can do Kiddushin also Al Yedei Shtar. But not exclusive Al Yedei Shtar. The first Mishnah in Kiddushin says either B'Kesef or B'Shtar or B'Biyah. Any one of the three ways. Menatar, you can mean B'Kaddish and Isha. Any one of the three ways. So there is a Shtar Raya. If I already sold you the house, and you want a document to prove that it's yours, that's a shtar raya. Then there's a shtar kinyan. This is the vehicle whereby I create kiddushin. I give the girl the shtar, I write her etma kodeshesley, I give her the shtar. So that creates the kiddushin. If the shtar, if the piece of paper that I give her is worth the shavah pruta, so it's good b'toris kiddushin kesef, so you don't even have to write anything on it. You don't need it b'toris shtar. The piece of paper is worth less than the shavah pruta. You can buy 10 pieces of paper for a penny. And the pruta now is more than a penny. Pruta changes. Pruta depends on how much silver sells for. So silver is at a high now. So in order to have a shovel pruta's worth, you have to have more than a penny. So if a man is mekadesh anisha yidei shtar, megarish anisha yidei shtar, he sells karka yidei shtar, he gives a matonic karka yidei shtar, that's a shtar kinyan. So shtar raya, everybody agrees, that's what we said over the Tosfos Shmita on Bava Basra. Shtar raya, everybody agrees, you have to have erech hasima. If you're not erech hasima, there's no shtar raya. But a shtar kinyan is a major machlokes hatanoim. And it pops up every 10 dafim in Kiddushin, then Ksubis, then in Gittin. It keeps on popping up, machlokes Rav Meir and Rav Loza. So Rav Meir's opinion is that erech hasima karsi. the way you make a shtar kinyan is by giving the other person a shtar raya. If the boy and the girl make up, they want to get married, and the boy gives the girl a shtar raya that we are married, this brings about that they become married. If the couple is married and the husband wants to divorce his wife and he gives her a shtar raya that she is divorced, this causes the divorce to take effect. If I want to give you a karka b'matana and I give you a shtar raya that to prove that the karka is yours, by virtue of the fact that I gave you a raya that the karka is yours, that causes that the karka now belongs to you. Every shtar kinyan has to start off as a shtar raya. By my giving you the raya that it took place, this causes it to take place. That's Reb Meir's opinion. And the Gemara says in Gittin, Abdallah and Manal, we don't accept Reb Meir's opinion. Aloch and Rav Loza be Gittin. We pass on like Rav Loza be Gittin. And they explain Gittin is Lav Davke. Gittin means an all shtar kinyan. It means every shtar kinyan. A get is a shtar kinyan. Every shtar kinyan, the din is like Rav Loza, that ate a Mesira Karsi. I can give the girl a piece of paper that's not signed at all. There's no shtar raya at all. If I say orally, I say a declaration, Ariya Mukadeshusli, and I don't do Kesu Shtar Biya, just an oral declaration doesn't help. If I say, I make an oral declaration, the Gemara that's mine should not belong to you. In secular law in New York State, so there's a chiluk between Karak and Metalkalim. You can be Makna Metalkalim, according to the Goyisha Din and Machusim. You can Makna Metalkalim, I'm making an oral declaration. The Gemara hereby belongs to you. So the government will consider it yours. And if you want to transfer ownership of karka, you have to have a kinyan. You have to give a shtar. In halacha, the din is the same by karka and metaltalim. That's the first line in the Rambam, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, and Ilchas Mechira. He writes, Ein hamekach niknim bedvarim. They just make a declaration. This should belong to you. The kinyan is not chal, not on karka, not on metaltalim. Then you have to have, by karka, you have to have kinyani karka. By metaltalim, we have to make kinyani metaltalim. So if I make a declaration by karka, this karka belongs to you, it doesn't belong to you. But if I write on a piece of paper, 24 Bennett, apartment 26A, now belongs to you, and I give it to you in the presence of two witnesses, all of a sudden, magic, it belongs to you. Why? Reb Meir's opinion, I understand a little bit. If I give you a shtar raya that you cannot prove that the karka is yours, so that accomplishes that the karka now belongs to you. By my giving you a shtar raya that I married you, that I divorced you, that I gave you the karka, that I sold you the karka, that brings about the result. That's Reb Meir's shita. We don't pass like Reb Meir. But Reb Loza doesn't make any sense. What do you mean? If he says orally the karka is yours, it doesn't belong to you. He writes on a piece of paper the karka is yours and nobody signed it. He just has two witnesses watching when he gives it over. Eid of Asira Karsa. Why is that so? It's a chiddush. That's where I'm at. That's how he passed where I'm at. Eid of Asira Karsa. So there's a big machloikis in the Rishonim. Eid of Asira, the whole Eid of Asira Karsa, the whole machloikis on Meir Ablos is only by Shtari Kinyan. By Shtari Rai, there never was a machloikis. Shtari Rai, of course you need Eid of Asira. Of course you need Eid of Asira. You don't have a Beda Chasimah, so it's not a Shtar Raya. And whenever you're talking about a Shtar Raya, it has to be what Tosfos calls, what the Gemara calls, Muchach Mitoichai. Muchach Mitoichai means it has to be obvious by reading the document. What's going on over here? That Rashi and Tosfos learn like this. If I give you the karka the matana at 8 o'clock in the morning, but I don't write shores. And Kosin Shores I'll be Yerushalayim, the Gemara says. I didn't write shores. I just write the karka that belongs to me hereby belongs to you. So if you hold like Reb Meir, that Shtar Kinyan works because by my giving you a shtar raya that the karka is yours, this causes that it should belong to you. So if the date that I wrote doesn't say what time of the day the kinyan takes effect, when I gave you the shtar, there were eidim watching. They know it was right after shachris. It was 8 o'clock in the morning, right after davening. But it doesn't say it in the shtar. So it's not muchach mitocha when the kinyan took effect. So the kinyan is only chal misof hayom. That's what Rashi and Tesla, the opinion is only Chalm Bisof Hayom. If the din, we pass on like Rav Lozer, that Edei Nisira Karsi, you don't have to have Edei Chasima at all. So if you don't have Edei Chasima, means Kinyan Shtar doesn't work by virtue of the fact that I gave you a Shtar Raya, that we are married, that we are divorced, that causes it to happen. No. He said, if I would have said, Bal Peh Sadi Kanui Vacha, it wouldn't work. And I'm Ekech Nikdim Advarim. But if I write it on a piece of paper and I give it to you, that's a Chizuk, it's even a stronger Das. Just saying orally is a weaker Das. And I'm Ekech Nikdim Advarim. I write it on a piece of paper and I give it to you, that's a stronger Das. So then, if the Edom remember that I gave him the Shtar at 8 o'clock in the morning, the Kinyan will take place. The Edom were there, they know what time it is. So the Kinyan takes place at 8 o'clock. You don't need Mukhech Mitoch because you don't even need a Shtar Raya at all. Whenever you're talking about a Shtar Raya, it has to be clear. It has to be Mukhech Mitoch. If you're missing information, then it's not a good Shtar Raya. So if it just says what day the Kinyan took effect, it doesn't say what hour. So it's not a Mukhech Mitoch till Sofayom. So Rashi and Tosfos learned the Gemara like that. If the din would have been like Rav Meir, that Edei Chasima Karsi, then you would have required Mukhech Mitoch by every Shtar Kinyan. Then every Shtar Kinyan would only be kind of Misof Hayom, when it's Mukhech Mitoch. It wouldn't be kind in the middle of the day. But because we pass him like Rav Lozer, that Edei Nisira Karsi, so then you don't need Mukhech Mitoch. You don't even need Edei Chasima. It doesn't have to be a Shtar Raya at all. Now, the Shtar Raya need Mukhech Mitoch. The Shtar Kinyan, you don't need Mukhech Mitoch. The Shtar Kinyan is only when you write it on a piece of paper that makes a Das Alim to make a stronger Das, and the Kinyan is accomplished with Das. So that's the shaila of here. Mocha l'shlosha b'nei adam ke'echod. Ke'echod means all in the same day. And even though, the Gemara says, even though, Rashi writes, hashta l'gimel, Rashi about 10 lines from the bottom, 12 lines from the bottom, I don't know. Rashi writes, hashta l'gimel, if I sold to three people, b'zach hazeh, but on the same day, dikol emem b'chad b'nei kodim, Rashi writes, one of them bought the karka in the morning, and the other two bought later in the day. Nonetheless, we say, since in Kosim Shos, there's only Mukhech Mitoch and Besof Hayom, so all the kinyonim of the three fields were all chal simultaneously. Everybody was going in the field Besof Hayom. Nobody was going in. One karka I sold 8 in the morning, one karka I sold 2 in the afternoon, one karka I sold 6 o'clock at night before the shkia, and it all has today's date. So they're all kind of b'sof hayom. Everybody's kind of b'sof hayom. That's what Rashi and Tosfos say. The Ramban doesn't agree. The Ramban has a long attack against this. He said, isn't that ridiculous? A man divorces his wife, and he gives her a get 8 o'clock in the morning. Then she goes and she remarries the same day. She's not supposed to remarry. You're supposed to wait Habchana 92 days. But Habchana is only Midirabbanon. That you have to wait 92 days before she remarries. In case she has a baby very soon after remarrying, you want to know whether the father of the baby is the first husband or the second husband. Gemara darshins it from a pasuk. But it's only an asmacht. It's not a real din deraisa. Habchana is only Midirabbanon. So let's say the man divorces his wife in the morning, she remarries, and she lives with the second husband before Shkia. She's with the second husband, Foshkin. So you say, she's an Eish, she's an Zinsa. And she's Asura. Soit Asura Labam, Asura Laboil. That's ridiculous. The Gemara says, he gave her a get, she's allowed to remarry. The same day, she's not an Eish. You don't say the get is Chal B'Sof Hayom. Either Ramban asked, but it's not Mukhech Mitochet till the end of the day. So he says, it's not true. Mukhech Mitochet doesn't have to be just from the piece of paper itself. The Tfisas Balashtar could be Mashlim the Mukhech Mitoichai. And the Ramban proves it from a Gemara. There's a Gemara in the end of Bava Basra. I write you a document. I owe you $100,000 and I sign my name, Herschel Schechter. And I write my address. There's probably more than one Herschel Schechter in New York City. So I write the date and I write New York City. And I write Herschel Schechter, who teaches Yeshiva University. He lives at 24 Bennett Park in 26A. So it's clear who I am. But it says, I owe you. It doesn't say who you is. But you come up with the shtar. and you come to me and you say, you want to collect $100,000. I said, I don't know who you are. I never met you before. You cannot be you. I don't know who in the world you are. You're a multimillionaire, and I'm very poor. How can it be that I lent you $100,000? Let's say such a case. The one who signed that he borrowed the money is a very wealthy man. The one who comes to collect the money is a very poor man. And he says, I'm the one who lent you $100,000. So the other guy says, how can it be? How can it be you lent me $100,000? You're so poor. I'm a multimillionaire. I borrow money from millionaires, from Gimbels, from Macy's, from Bedtime, from rich people. I don't borrow money from poor people. No, if you're holding on to the shtar and says, I owe you $100,000, so you can collect from the shtar. Where is the Muchach Mitoch? Just says, I owe you. The Ramban says, you see from the Gemara, that the Tfisas Baal HaShtar, the fact that someone's holding on to the shtar, that could be Mashlam the Muchach Mitoch. So the same thing over here. The man divorces his wife at 8 o'clock in the morning. She's walking around with the get. She's holding on to the get. So obviously, he's not divorcing her b'sof hayom. It's clear that he divorced her already. B'harai, she's holding on to the get. So the tvisas bala shtar, just like the tvisas bala shtar, is mashlam the muchach mitoch. If it says chayv ani loch, and doesn't say who you are, whoever's holding on to the shtar can claim I'm the one who lent you the money. Tvisas bala shtar is mashlim. So the tvisas bala shtar is mashlam the muchach mitoch. As far as what time the get took effect, as far as what time the kinyan took effect. So that's why the Ramban is not happy with the... He doesn't agree with Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi and Tosfos say, if I sold the karka to three different people, one 8 in the morning, and one 2 in the afternoon, and one 6 in the evening, that all three are kind of a sof hayom. He says, it's not true. Each one is kind of right away. Because the tvisa baal hashtar can be mashlam in the mucha mitocha. So why does the Gemara say that they're all kind of a sof hayom? He gives a whole complicated pshat. It's a little, he gives a complicated shot. It's problematic. So he stands on his head to give a shot. But that's what we're assuming over here. That en kaisim shah sala bi Yerushalayim. So mocha la echod, or the shloshim eriyadim ke'echod. Ke'echod means all three shtaris were written on, have the same date. So even though clearly one shtar was given before the other, one was given in the morning, one was given in the afternoon, one was given in the evening. All three are kind of a sof hayom. According to Rashi and Tosfos, that's what it sounds like. According to the Ramban, you have to fudge a little bit. He gives some kind of an explanation. So what's the din of such a case? Kulam nichnasu tachas habaylim. The nezikin have the right to collect from the one who bought the meitav. The balchot has the right to collect from the one who bought. Means the nezikin has the right to collect even from the one who bought the meitav. He can go to the others also. We discussed last week. Meita doesn't mean only Meita, means you even have the right to ask for Meita. And the Baal Chayav even has a right to ask for Bein in his Kavah. Kavah Rami has a right to ask for Ziburis, but he even has a right. The Ksubasi, she can only ask for Ziburis. She can't ask for anything better. So that's the din. Kulam nichnasu tachas habaylim. The Nizik, and everybody wants the best, whatever they can bet, whatever they can get. So the Nizik certainly is going to want to get Edis. Has a right to go to that lokeh who bought the edus. And the Baal Chayav has a right, he certainly will want bein in this instead of ziburis under normal conditions, unless, like Rashi said, Rashi on Zayin on the base explained why sometimes a person would prefer to get less than he's entitled to. He already owns a field next to it, then it's easier for his business purposes if the two fields will be next to each other. The two houses will be next to each other. Okay, but under normal circumstances, the Nizik is always going to want Meitav, and the Baal Chayav is always going to want the Beinonis. So he has a right even to go to the one who bought the Edus. He has a right even to go to the one who bought the Beinonis. So what does it say in the Braisa? Kulam nichnasu tachas habaylim. Fine. What if it's Bezach Hazet? What if he sold to the three people with three different dates? One person bought on Sunday, one bought on Monday, and one bought on Tuesday. So then we have the Mishnah in Gittin, and the Prime and Achasim Shabbatim and Makam Shayesh Ben Echor. So not only does that apply, and the Prime and Achasim Shabbatim, if the Lekucha has bought Karka and the Loiva still owns Karka, the Loiva, let's say, has a lot of money in the bank. He has a checking account, and he owes $100,000. So you have no right to go to the Lekuchas because they bought a karka. I said, the halva was $100,000. You have no right to go to the lekuchas to collect the karka. The lover has money in his bank account, in his savings account, in his checking account. So that's the Mishnah in Gittin. Here the Gemara quotes on the base. The fifth line from the top. Gittin afam ches, ain't it from mechars and shmar, lach mishesh benichar. If you can collect from the lover, you have no right to collect from the lukuchas. So let's say, originally, the lover had all kinds of karkoas. Then he sells everything, now he has nothing. Now the lover doesn't have any karkoas at all, and he's broke, he doesn't have any money in the bank either. So the din is, since when he sold the first karka, when the loyder sold the first karka, he still had the second karka. So at that time, no one had the right to go to the keach. Everybody had to go collect from the loyder. So even after he sells the next karka, when he sold the first karka, everybody shibud was now concentrated on the karka that the loyder had. Once the loyder sells the second karka, the Bali Chayvis and the Ksubisishan and the Nizikin can't go to the first Lekech about the first Karka. Everybody's Shibud was shifted to the Karka that was remaining by the Lekech. So whoever is the later Lekech, everybody, all the Shibud and Machal on that Karka. That's what it says. B'zach HaZeh Kulam Gadim and Achran. Everybody has to go to the Lekech Achran. You have no right to go to the Lekech Rishon. So that's what Tosis points out. Sometimes it's going to turn out to be very unfair. Let's say the Lekech Achran got Idis. The Lekech Rishon bought Beninis. The Lekech Sheni bought Ziburis. The Lekech Shlishi bought the Idis. So the Gemara says, if he bought Idis Bachreina, the last line, Kalakon Shalokach Idis Bachreina, then everybody comes and they all collect. Not only is the din in the prime Menachos of Mishabad, the Mokam Shiesh, literally B'nei Chorin, but if the Idis was B'nei Chorin at one point, and then the Leivis sold the Idis, then I say, Acharachran Anibo. Everybody's Shibud was shifted to the Idis, and everybody goes and they collect from that Lekech. Achran, who bought the Idis, Bachreino, Kulna Gadmin Achran. So that's what the Balatosis writes. Sometimes it'll come out to be Kakai. Everybody collects from the Achran. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says like that. The Rivo just adds on a different thing. The Rivo and the Tosis adds on a different thing. Based on other Gemara, just quoting on Gemara. If you know the other Gemara, you don't need the Rivo. Most of the time, Tosis is just quoting another Gemara. If you know all the other Gemaras, you don't have to read more than half of the Tosis, you don't have to read. I remember Balabos pointed that out to me. Balabos, he must have been 95 years old. He lived in Navardik. He remembered when the Aruch HaShulchan was appointed rabbi in Navardik. He was telling us stories about him. He was sworn into the, he was in the army, Russian army. He had to be sworn into the army by a clergyman of your faith. So he was sworn into the army by the Beis Halevi. So he wanted to meet Rabbi Soloveitchik because he was sworn into the army by his great-grandfather, who had the same name. So Rabbi Soloveitchik said, do me, Balbos asked me to speak to Rabbi Soloveitchik. Rabbi Soloveitchik said, do me a favor, I already met 1,000 people who were sworn into the army. I'm not interested in meeting more people. That was the law. The clergyman had to swear everybody, if you were a Christian, you'd be sworn in by a minister, by a Christian minister. So this Balabas, I remember he once told me, he wasn't that learned. He told me that if you know all the other Gemaras, you don't need most of the Tosfos, and most of the Tosfos just quote another Gemara. Then after learning many years, I came to the realization he's right. A lot of times, this Tosfos just fills in the missing information. You know, it was like here. And Kosim Shah Salabir Shalom. That's a Gemara. They're just giving Pshat here based on the other Gemara. And Kulam Nichnasu Tachas HaBalam, just putting together more Gemaras. That's all. And there's the Tesis with the Rivo. It's also a Gemara. There's quotes of Rivo. It's also a Gemara. Mishnayis. It's Mishnayis in Ksubas. If a man married three different wives, and one wife he married when he was 25 years old, then he takes the second wife. He's still married to the first wife. Takes the second wife when he's 35 years old. Then when he's 45 years old, he marries the third wife. And then he dies. So all the wives come to collect the ksuba, and there isn't enough money for everybody. So whoever has the ksuba, has the earlier date, has the right to collect first. That Gemara is all over the place. Gemara in Erechim, Gemara in ksuba, it's all over. So the Riva, just quoting the Gemara. It's not a chiddush of the Riva. Just quoting the Gemara. So if the three people over here, the Nizok and Ksubasish and Balchayiv, if one of them has an earlier date, on his shtar when the sheep and the chosim began. So kol hakodem sheep and the chosim gets the gviya. It's just a gemara. Fine. So the gemara asks a question on the brisa. What does it say? Bizach hazak kulam gamen achrayim. Everybody goes because lekech achrayim. All the shibudim were chal on the last karka that the loiva had. Then the loiva says that karka. So the lokeach rishain is considered a gav ben chosim mishabadim, mak mishesh ben echorin. Even though everything is mishabadim now, everything is from the lokuchas. But since the first karka that was bought was mishabadim, when the last karka that was sold was still ben echorin, so even though the loiva is out of the picture, no ben echorin. But all the shibudim shifted to the achron. Gemara is like that. So that's what it says over here. Kulan gav ben achron. Ein loft is not enough in that karka that he bought last. Gav ben shel lefanav. Whoever's next in line to collect, collects from the one before. Ein lo, if that's not enough, gav ben shel lifnei fanav. Then you can collect the karka from the one who bought it first. Fine. So now the Gemara, that's the end of the brayson. So now the Gemara asks the question, what's the case of mukharan lechon hechidam? What's the case? If he should say the pshat is bevasachas, he sold all of his fields to one person bevasachas. He lemo bevasachas. So shouldn't it be a kavachamer from the shloisha? Hashda the shloisha bnei adam that he sold ke'echod. What do you mean ke'echod? B'yom echod. And ain't kosin shows el b'yushalayim. And really, one bought it before the other. But since it's not muchach mitoicha, what time? So lo all kind of b'sof hayom. The sheep is all chal b'sof hayom. So the Gemara says, "Hashtel shloisha." If he sold to three different people, nikal meimar. The truth really is chad menai kodim. He really probably sold to 1 8 in the morning, 1 2 in the afternoon, 1 6 in the evening. Nonetheless, Amrit, what you tell me, kulam nichnasu tachzabaylim. It's considered as if everybody sheep is kind of b'sof hayom. So mechorin leechod meboy. If he sells everything to one person with one shtar, so of course all the sheepudim are chal b'vasachas. You can't say you go to the last. There is no last. So it must be ala pshita b'zachazet. It must be that what? That he sold to one person on three different days. B'zachazet means I'm not on the same day. On the same day it's called ke'echod. He sold to the one person. It is paid in his bush. B'zachazet on three different days. So why is the din different? Well, Mashnaf, he sold it to three different people on three different days. Then the price is kul and god men achron. Masha shloisha. Why is it he sold to three people on three different days? The first one who bought and the second one, the lekech rishon, lekech sheni, can say in achter lachmakim b'gvis emanu. The Mishnah says ain't goy ben achos b'shvad machmeshes ben echorin. So all the shibunim of all the three, the nizokin with the balchay with the ksubasisha, all the shibunim were shifted to the last karka that the loyva had, and then even though the loyva sells the last karka, all the shibudim are concentrated on that. If it's enough to pay everybody, even if it's edis, so why shouldn't the same apply? Hainami, if he sold to one person, b'zachaz on three different days, hakol chad v'chad leimalei hinachtan achmakim b'gvis emenu. Why shouldn't he have the right? The one person who bought all the three fields, he should say, when I bought field number one on the first day. And when I bought field number two on the second day, I didn't buy field number three. So all the shibudim were shifted to field number three because ain gavin amchasim shibadim amakam sheish ben echar. So all the shibudim should be on the last karka. So why is it to say nichnas tachas habaylam? Everybody should collect from the last karka. And for the Gemara, yeah, but the problem, he doesn't want that. The lekech doesn't want that. The thing, last thing that he bought was idis, and he doesn't want to give everybody idis. Gemara says, tough luck. That's the din. Because then God and the chasim shabbatim, so all the shibunim were shifted to the last one. Ihachi, if he bought idis b'chayin, the laisukula let them all come, the ligba me idis. So what does the Gemara finally say? And for the Gemara, we'll have to go through the missing lines in between. Gemara says, no, the whole reason, Elo, here on the fourth line from the top, Elo, the explanation, Shum da Amalahu, the Lekech who bought all the three fields. It is back right now, three different days. The whole reason why the Chachamim made such a din, in the Freimel, Chosim, Mishbalim, Bak Mishesh, Mahim, Time Amai, Omer, Abonah, why did the rabbi say in the Mishnah, Engoy, Ben, Chosim, Mishbalim, Mishum takanta didi. You shouldn't be able to. It's l'toyvus halakuchas. Shouldn't be able to take away from the lakuchas. Calls man the loyvus still has karka. But now I bought all the three karkos. It's going to come out that this takana that they made l'toyvus si is now to my detriment. Everybody's going to take away from the meitav. So since the takana is made l'toyvus si, I know about takanta. Lo nichali. I don't want the takana. And whenever there's a takana de rabbanon that was made l'toyvus ploini, he can always say lo nichali the takanta de rabbanon kidei rava. As Rava said, Amar Rava kol ha'ema yevti b'talchanos kan kigon zu shomer lo. What is Rava referring to? Kigon zu. My kigon zu. The Gemara says kidei rabbuna. The whole bunch of cases. Kidei rabbuna. What's rabbuna? When a couple gets married, the husband is mechuyav to support his wife. That's a din min haTorah, a din min haRabbanan. A bal chay b'mezaynus ishtoy. So that's a machlokes hatanoim. In ksubis, machlokes harishonim. The Rambam stands out. The Rambam is the Rishon who paskens sher ksusa v'anasa lo yigra. So sher means food. A bal chay b'mezaynus ishtoy min haTorah. So that's against this Gemara. This Gemara is saying, Abal Chai Ben Zenis Ish, there's only a Takana B'de Rabbanah. What do you do with the Pasuk, Sheir Ksusa B'Yanasa? So the Ramban HaChumash, quotes the Rambam, I think, and he says, there was one Tana who held like that, that the Baal Chai Ben Zenis Ish, the Baal Chai to buy clothing for his wife. Oina means Tashmish Amito. Each person, depending, the Kama Oina, the Mishnah is having Ksubas. How often the wife wants to be with her husband every night. Or the husband wants to be with his wife every night, and the other spouse doesn't want. So what's normal? What's normal? So the Mishnah tells you what's expected. How often is the husband meshubet to be with his wife? So that's oina. Oina means tashmish amita, the shibud, to give tashmish amita to the wife. What about share ksusa? So the Rambam understands kipshut to share means food, and ksusa means clothing. The husband is chayv min haTorah to give oina and to give mezaynus. And to buy clothing for the wife. And the Rabban HaChumash says, we don't hold like that. Rav HaTanoim and Rav HaRishayim don't hold like that. That Oinosa means Tashmish. And Sheira Ksusa Be'Enosa all has to do with Oina. Everything is Oina. That the wife says, I don't want to be undressed when we're together. I want to have a nightgown. And she wants to have a fancy bed. She doesn't want to have Tashmish on the floor. She wants to have, and she doesn't want to just have a mattress on the floor. She wants a fancy bedroom set. So that's all included. Sherek Sus Venosa means everything in connection with Aina. But really, the fact that the husband is b'chuyev to buy clothing for the wife and to buy food for the wife, that's only midirabon. So the Rav Huna paskens like that, that the Iker, and then the Gemara says in Ksubis, when the Chachamim made many, many takanas here, the husband is b'chuyev. The husband's choyah berefuasa. Let's say the wife takes sick, the husband, we assume the husband works for a living, the wife is raising the children at home. So if the wife takes sick, so the husband's choyah berefuasa ishtoi. Or if the wife is kidnapped by pirates, so the husband's choyah to put up the money, pidyoina, to redeem his wife. And the husband's choyah mezainas ishtoi. Then the wife has a lot of shibudim to the husband. If the wife finds a mitzi in the street, mitzi sisha labaila. The wife is b'chuyev to ma'aseh adela baila. If she earns some money, let's say she does a little typing, she does a little knitting at home, she makes a few dollars here and there, so she has to give all the money to the husband. So the Gemara says, all that shibudim in marriage are reciprocal. Everything is a zeh tachazeh. What's a zeh tachazeh? So the Gemara says, mezaynus is a takana derabbanan on the assumption that it's mederabbanan. According to the Rambam passing like the Tanakh that Mizonis is their Isa, that's Shera. So we don't pass like the Rambam. Rabbuna says Mizonis is only the Rabbanah. So he says, Tiknum Maisiya there, the Ika Takana was Mizonis. That the Gemara has this discussion. Was the Ika Takana the Tavis of Isha that the husband is believed to give a Mizonis? And in exchange for the fact the husband takes care of the Mizonis of the wife, so the wife makes a couple of dollars here and there. She types someone's term paper. She writes someone's term paper. She knits a yarmulke, so she makes a dollar on a yarmulke. She types a term paper. She makes $5, $10, little money here and there. So she has to give it to the husband. Because he's spending a fortune of money giving him a zaynus. He gives a breakfast, lunch, and supper every day. And Shabbos extra, cholent and extra, and everything. So it's not fair that he has to be zetach hazeh. So the ikar takana was letavis o'isha, he's b'chay bim zaynus o'ishtoi. And then zetach hazeh, she has to give ma'aseh to the husband. That's a big question in Rishonim. Not that the woman makes $2 because she knits yarmulkes and she types a term paper. The wife is a lawyer and she makes $500,000 a year. She goes to the office. She's a doctor, a lawyer, an engineer or something. She makes a fortune of money. That's also, the husband is entitled to Maisi Adele. Maybe Maisi Adele is only the $2-3 that she earns from doing a little work around the house. That the husband has a right to take because he's giving him a zaynus. But he gives him a zaynus is $20 a week, so he's entitled to take $20,000 a week from her. He's giving it back $20 a week from his zaynus. He's entitled. So that's a machlokes in the Rishon. That's a big discussion in the Rishon. Comes up halacha l'maaseh every so often. The wife is making much more than the husband, and the husband says he wants all the maaseh down. So is he entitled to all that maaseh down? So we pass on the Shulchan Aruch that yes, but if she has the check, she can say kimli. I halak to Rabbeinu Yeshaya. Rabbeinu Yeshaya says when she goes to work in an office, she makes a fortune of money, so she doesn't have to give the check to the husband. So close much she's holding on to the check. If she was foolish enough to deposit the check in the joint checking account, so the husband is kind of, the husband gets Maisi Adel. But if she insists she wants to have her own checking account, her own savings account, so she can say Kimli Karabeni Yishai. She doesn't have to give it all. So the Gemara says, all the shibunim in marriage are zeh tachazeh. So if the main takana was mizaynus for the isha, she can say lo nichalei betakanta derabanan, and the meila she doesn't have to give ma'aseh to the husband. Even though ma'aseh to the husband, that's the type of the husband. But it's only the type of the husband. It's a zeh tachazeh starts off. The ikat takana was that mizaynus leisha, the tavis leisha. So once she says lanichle v'takanta the rabbanon, don't do me any favors, don't give me the mizaynus. I make $50,000 every week. I don't need your cookies. I don't need your mizaynus. I'll buy my own mizaynus. So then he's not entitled to take the ma'isi adel, because take the ma'isi adel tachas mizaynus. That's Rav Huna's chiddush, that everything is there tachas. That's gemaras like that. Tanaim say like that. All the shibudim and ishus, they're a reciprocal shibudim. Everything's that tachazeh. Rav Huna says, since the ikar takana was mezaynus for the isha, and the zeh tachazeh is the ma'aseh adel, so once she says, l'nichah l'betakanta the rabbanon, so the ma'aseh adel, the baila also falls off. Rava says this to explain a Mishnah in Ksubas, that the husband has the right to say, that's what we spoke about last week, the husband has the right to say, am moichel aneskos yerusha. If Yerusha is a din deraisa, abalya, there's a machlok zatanaim. Abalya Yerusha sishta is that a din deraisa or a din derabon? So if abalya Yerusha sishta is a din deraisa, so there's no way to negotiate over here. But if it's only a din mederabon and it's a schus that the husband has, so then it can be mochala on the schus. So that's what we said over the Gemara at the beginning of Perakal Kesav Leishtai. He gives his wife a document, he says he's mochal. So if they're just engaged, they didn't get married yet, so you can't be mochel the schus that he doesn't have yet. That's a davish l'bol yerlam. And if they already had nisuin, so the schus is not considered a schus, it's considered a bien. There's no mechila on a bien. So the Gemara says the only time the husband can be mevater the schus Yerusha is during erusin. It's he already has the schus, but it's not yet a bien. So then he can be mochel. So these are various cases where you say l'nichalim takanta the rabbana. The original case was kide Rav Huna, any designers. Then Rav extends it to the case of Akosav Le'ishtoi. He's Mevater, he's Moichel on the Schus Yerusha. And Agamara says, if the Lekeach bought all the three Kakos, Bezeach Hazeh, and Einifroim Menachosim Shubodim should have accomplished that when the Lekeach bought Karka number one, Karka number two, and Karka number three was still by the Loive, so all the Shibudim are now concentrated on Karka number three, and there's enough in that Karka to pay everybody. But that was Idiz Bachreina. Idiz Bachreina. And he's not happy with that. After the Lekech buys the Idiz Bachreina, then everybody should come and collect the Idiz. He has the right to say the whole takana was l'toy v'asit to protect me. L'nichali v'hach takanta the rabban. So the more comes out, there are three cases. One case l'nichali is by mezonos. One case l'nichali is by abal yorish asishtai. And the third case l'nichali is einefray melechosim shabadim. Yeah.
So according to the opinion that say that Sherek Susana is referring to food, clothes, and Tashmish, does that mean that the wife can't be Mochal and say like, that she would always have to give the Maiseda? Because it's a derisa that the husband has to give the Mizonos. It's not a Takana de Rabbanan.
No, the Maisi Adah is only Takana de Rabbanan. The Mizonos is derisa, but the Maisi Adah is only the Rabbanan. So the husband can be Mochal. The Gemara has in Ksubas, a Machlokes, can the wife say, any
Mizonos v'ene Yoisa? So if you hold it that Mizonos is the Raisa, then she has to give the Maisi Adah, no matter what? Because it's no longer a quid pro quo, like it's no longer like this for that anymore.
It should be correct. Yeah, I think it is correct. But you have to look down the Gemara. Gemara has more details. Gemara in Ksubas has more details. Anun Ches, twice in Ksubas, yeah. A few times in Ksubas. Yes. And we mentioned the other day, the Rishonim asked on the first daf in Ksubas, that the reason why they made a takana b'sul in this is liyam ravi, is shehei adam, the man should, they didn't have caterers like we have with the freezers, so it's, they're going to start cooking the food. If she wants to have an elaborate wedding, you're going to have to cook some food on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. And then when you get married on Tuesday night, or Wednesday, so then this is Liyam Ravi. You get married on Wednesday, so you have 3 days to prepare the food. So what happens if they did Erisin a year before, and they wrote in the Erisin document that the agreement was that they're going to have a chuppah, they're going to shtel a chuppah by Rosh Chodesh Nissan, the latest. Then Rosh Chodesh Nissan turns out to be on Shabbos. So it was mechuyav to marry her on Friday. You can't marry her on Shabbos. And he can't marry her on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, because soon in this is Leah Mavi. So the Rishonim asked, why not? Let us say, give tuna fish sandwiches. We don't need venison. We don't need chicken. Make milchiks. Make the whole meal now. I want to get married today on Sunday. So the Rishonim say, you see, if in the Gemara can't say, why not? So they say, it's only if it's a takana, they quote the Rialova. It's only a I think the Sheikh Mubati quotes as a balatasis. They're not sure why he was called the Rihalovan, whether his hair turned white at a young age, or he came from the other side of the Danube River, which looks white. But that was how he was called the Rihalovan, a balatasis. And Yuma, they have the tasis Rihalovan, separate sefer. Now the Rishonim, they have the Sheikha. Sheikh Mubati quotes every so often the Rihalovan. So the Rihalovan gives the sense. He says the only time you have a right to say, can't undo a takana rabbanim. But called the tikkun rabbanim came there. I said tikkun. If the nature of the takana was that they gave you a schus, if it's litay my time am rabbanim, mishum didi means they made the nature of the takana was they gave you a schus. So you can be moichel on a schus, just like if on the level of the raisa, somebody owes you money, you can be moichel. So on the level of the rabbanim, they gave you a schus from the rabbanim, so you can be moichel a schus. But getting married on Wednesday, that's not a schus. The Chacham gave the girl a schus. If she wants, she can demand. She wants to have a wedding on Wednesday. It's not a schus. They made a takana. All the girls getting married for the first time. So then this is Leah Mavi. So you can't just undo a takana because the takana was made l'toy v'asi. So I said, I don't want the takana. You can only undo the takana by being moichel a schus if the nature of the takana was that it's a schus. So these are considered schuyot. That the Baal Yarshins, that's a schus, of the Baal. That the wife is entitled to mezonos, that's a schus. Even if mezonos would be deraisa, she can also be moichel on the schus. Even if mezonos would be deraisa, also she can be moichel. The Gemara just has a discussion, is it really zet tachazeh? Which one is zet tachazeh? Is the mezonos seeker or the maaseh adah seeker? What was the main takana? But the main takana was the Torah of Isha. Even if mezonos is deraisa, the Gemara says, the reason why you can be moichel, because called the tikkun rabbanan came deraisa tikkun on the level of deraisa also. If I have a schus, I can be moichel. So if the ikar takana was l'tovis of isha and the zetach says ma'aseh adah, then by her saying any mezonos, the other half of the takana will fall away. So that's what the Gemara has a pilpul. Is it really true that Deika Takana was Mizainis? Maisi Adela Baila is that Tachazeh. Well, maybe Maisi Adela Baila starts off like that. And therefore she can't undo the Maisi Adela Baila. But the Mizainis, I think, even if it's Deraisa, can also be Melata. Yeah, what's the Gemara that we left that in between? Who's that? That's strange Gemara here. Lok Achidus Bachreino. So the Gemara has four lines from the bottom. E, Hachi, if that's the case, Laisa Kula, let all three of them come, not just the Nezikin, Tasha have the right to collect from Yidus. The Balchayim and the Ksubasisha should all collect from the Yidus. Laisa Kula, let all three of them come, the Ligvam Yidus. Because it was Lokachidis Bachreino. So at the time that he already, the Lokach, who bought all three fields, first he bought the Benis, then he bought the Ziburis, then he buys the Yiddis last. So at the time that he already purchased both the Benis and the Ziburis, the Loib only had the Yiddis left, so the Shibud was now, all the three Shibudim are now concentrated on the Yiddis. So everybody should have a right to collect from the Yiddis. So the final answer was, L'nichle b'takan to the Rabbanim. Otakana was the Taibasiya's chus. That was the final answer. But first the Gemara didn't realize that. So the Gemara says, no. The reason why the Lekech doesn't have to give everybody Yiddis, Mishum de Omalahu, it sounds like a gangster. It sounds like the guy can act like a gangster. He can violate the din. He can threaten them. The Nizik, and he wants to give Yiddis. He's entitled to get Yiddis. He's going to give him Yiddis. But the Baal Chayv and the Ksubasisha, so he says, Ishas kisa v'shaklisa kedin aichu, if you keep still, and you don't demand that you want to have lokachidis bachrani, you all want to collect Yiddis. So if the Baal Chayv will settle for Beninis that he really was entitled to, if he would have collected from the Lord himself, the Ksubasisha will collect from the Ziburis that she would have gotten, and she would collect directly from the husband, because the case was he had all three. That's where Rashi says, why lay this pain? This is Ziburis. Hoy olam nizik and the Ksubasisha b'chayim. So he says, Ishas kisa v'shaklisa kiti naifu. For everybody, the Baal Chayv takes pain, and Ksubasisha takes Ziburis. Shaklisa, good, everything will be peaceful. I'll give everybody what they deserve. The Eloi, but if someone's going to insist that he wants to collect all from the Yiddis, because look, Yiddis Bachreina, so the Gemara says, you're going to take away the Yiddis, I'm going to lose it. I'm going to lose the field. So I'll pull a stunt on you. Mahadan ishtar de Ziburis limare. I will give back the sod of Ziburis. Let's say the Loiva owed money to Nizik and Subasisha and Bachreiv. And then he sells all the karka now, he's broke. Penniless, he gambled away all the money he had, doesn't have a penny to his name. And then he borrows money from someone, the Leute, and then he becomes a multimillionaire. And then they come to collect. So they have no right to collect many lokuchas. Even though at the time that the Leute sold all the karkos and then he gambled away all the money, there was a period of time that he was penniless and he didn't have any money to pay the balichorbis at all. But now, 10 years later, now he has, and no one collected anything from the Lukuchas yet. So if now the Loive struck it rich, he bought a sweepstakes ticket, he bought the big the $1 billion sweepstakes ticket, and he wins it. So everybody goes to collect from the Loive. They have no right to collect from the Lukuchas. So that's what the Lokech says. Eloim hadar neshtar dizburis limare. I will give back some assets that are not desirable to the loiva, and then shaklisa kuchum ziburis, all of you will collect from ziburis. So what is this? Sounds very strange. I mean, this is he can threaten them. He says if you don't agree to take something other than it is, then I'm threatening you. I'll give money because if you're going to come take away the Yiddis, I'm going to be out. I'm going to lose the Yiddis. And the Lord has no money to pay. So just like he has no money to pay you, he won't be able to reimburse me either. So it'll pay for me to give the Zibur's field to the Loiva, to the Moray, to the Loiva. And you'll all have to collect from him. Even though there was a period of time that the Loiva had nothing. But now if the Loiva strikes it rich, because I'll give him this sort of Zibur's, everyone will collect Zibur's. So the Gemara says, that's, he doesn't have to really do it. He doesn't have to do it. Because he has the ability to do that. So that's what the Bezdin will say, that this is a fair psak. The Gemara knew what the Gemara had in the back of their mind, this idea of Landichale Vitakanti the Rabbana. So that's it. He's not acting like a gangster over here. This is a reasonable taina. Gemara says, yeah, such a good cheshbon. So why does he ever have to give in such a case of lokach idus b'achrona? So why does he have to give idus to the nizik? So the Gemara says, b'nizik namenei mehachi. Let him threaten. He should tell the nizik, I want to give you beinus. If you don't accept beinus from me, I'll give, whatever I'm going to give you, I'm going to be out. Because the Lord has no money to reimburse me. So I will give a maton of ziburis to the Lord, and you will collect from ziburis. So why can't he threaten? Why shouldn't Bezin say that that's a fair taina? Why shouldn't he get away with giving the nizik, beininus, which is less than what he's entitled? He's really entitled to idus. With this taina, if you don't settle for the beininus, I can give back the ziburis to the owner. So the Gemara says, "You're right. Hachmas Kenevi asked me. The owner is no longer alive. If the original mori, if the original loiva is still alive, then we apply the rule and go menachosim shabbat the machm sheish menacharin. Even though there's a period of time that the loiva had nothing, he was penniless." But if he gets assets later, then you can collect from that. But if the loiva died, and you give karka to the yisayimim, so that's what Tosfos quotes the din. If yisayim shekona karka lacha misas aviyim, the top Tosfos, ein b'chayv chayzev goyvim ehem. B'chayv cannot collect from that. So that's the Gemara's taina. In such a case, if the loiva would still be alive, the lekech can bargain down, he can argue with the nizik and say, I don't want to give you itis, I want to give you beninus. And if you don't settle for the beninus, I'll stick you with ziburis. Why should he want to give the ziburis away? Because Ben Kovako is going to be losing. He's going to collect the itis, so he's going to lose the itis. He's going to collect whatever he's going to collect. The lokech is going to be out. He's going to be missing because the loiva is not going to reimburse him over here. So why couldn't he threaten to do this with the nizik, instead of giving him meitav, give him beinus? So Gemara says, you're right. Enachanam, he must be talking about a case that the loiva is not alive. And you say, mim shekona karka lachem misavim, that karka is not mishtabit. So Gemara says, no, we're talking about a case, the loiva is still alive, well, you have to bump him off. But it's because he has the tainu la nichali v'takanta de rabbon. All takana is made with teiva, so. So it's taka. What if the loiva is alive though? If the loiva is alive, then he can bargain down the nizik. That's how the Gemara comes. The loiva is not alive, so you can't bargain anything down. You can only say l'nichle b'takanta the rabban, like rabba, like rabuna. But if the loiva is alive, then he doesn't have to give the nizik meitav. He can get away with giving him beininus because of this argument. That's considered a fair argument. That's considered a fair argument. To give him less quality than he's really entitled to meitav. And it was lokachidis b'achreina, but because he can give this threat, so that's considered a reasonable argument.
What about in the case of like Suba though, he can't really bargain very much, right? Because she's like the woman's gonna collect from Ziboris, so or she's gonna collect from Idis right now. You can argue that she's just gonna collect from Ziboris, but that's the same.
That's the same as what he's offering to give her. He wants to give his Ziboris, yeah. So that's what Rashi and Taisus say over here. That whenever he's offering to give her what she's entitled to, she's really only entitled to Zibur's, but under the circumstances, because Lokachidis Bachreina, so she wants to capitalize on that, because Einafai Mechasim Shabbatim, the whole Shibut shifted onto the Yidis that he bought last. So that's, so it's really L'tai Vosas if the life is still alive. Again, it's really L'tai Vosai. So you can always say L'nichle B'takanta de Rabban. But this taina about the Ishas Kisu, if he's offering her Kedina, then she can't say L'chita Hedah, because he's not trying to lower her level. That's Rashi and Tesis give rules over here. When is he acting like a gangster? And when is it reasonable? So whenever he's offering her kedina, that she can't say, can't throw it back to him and say, give it back, give the karka back to the lukul. Doesn't have to give it back to the loiva. It's strange din ishaskes, strange aloha. So again, let's read you again. What's the din? He can say lo nichle b'takanta de rabbanon, even if the loiva died, he can say lo nichle b'takanta de rabbanon. And if the loiva is still alive, then he can even knock the nizik down to beininess because of this taina, and it's not considered acting like a gangster. Why not? Because that's the law. I don't know. That's what the Gemara says. Ishaskis, okay. As if it says chus mamon. Ishaskis, if it says chus mamon. I don't know. What does the Gemara say by that? Let's see. Pshita, the following thing we know. Macha lakech beinanis v'ziburis. Huda lakech rishon. Lekech Rishon bought Yidus, Beinus, and Ziburis, and he sells to Lekech Sheni. There's a Loive, and a Lekech Rishon, and Lekech Sheni. So Pshita, the following din we know, we reasonable din. We're going to ask a different shayla. Mocha Lekech, the Lekech Rishon sells Beinus and Ziburis to the Lekech Sheni. Shiv Yidus, Lefanam, and he keeps the Yidus. So just like there's a din, Ein Ephraim, and a Chosim, and Shabbat, and a Mokum, and Shiesh, and a Chayrin, that calls man the loiva has assets. You can't collect from the lukuchas. So if the lukach rishon sells the lukach sheni, beinanis and diburis, and he leaves over the idis, so laisukulu ligvam idis, all three have a right to collect, not only the nizik, even the bachav and the ksubasish, everybody has a right to collect from the idis by the achreinahi. Because ain't achreim and achasim shabbat. If the lekech has all three, the Gemara explained that line in the Brisa. Machala echad, the shlosha b'yadim keechad. The shlosha b'yadim keechad means all the three stars will be yom echad. So the mechiras all took place b'sof hayom. But machala shlosha means on three different days. Machal Echad means he sold to the one person on three different days. If he would have sold to three different people, B'zach HaZeh, so Kulun got Menachrin. But if he sells to the same person, B'zach HaZeh, on three different days, the Gemara said, why don't you say everybody should collect from the last karka? Gemara said, look, Achidus Bachreina. Gemara said, so let everybody collect from Achidus Bachreina. Gemara says, it says, Olinichali B'takanta de Rabbana. So you can only say, Olinichali B'takanta de Rabbana. If he says the whole takana, time am I omer rabbana in Ephraim, shum takanta didi. The whole takana was for me, so I'm moichal on the takana. So that's only if he has all three, has idis, beinanis, and ziburis, and is lokech idis bachreino, so strictly speaking, based on the rule of ein Ephraim and chosim shibodim, all three should collect from idis, but he says, lanichal b'takanta de rabbanon, so he's going to give them, each one is going to get kedino. The Baal Chayv is going to get Beinus, Kavasisha is going to get Zibur, not going to give all three Yidus. But if he was Machar, Beinus was Ziburis, and only Sheir Yidus Lefanov, so he can't say Lanichal Ekatakanta Rabbanu. Because he doesn't have the Beinus and the Ziburis. Beinus is Ziburis, Lesner Gabay, the Matzal Neymar Lanichal Ekatakanta Rabbanu. He can't do that. If he has all three, then he can say La Nichal Ebitakanta Rabban. All Takana was L'Tayvasi. But over here, the Takana was L'Tayvas, the Lekech Sheni. So Akna Lekech Rishon say La Nichal Ebitakanta Rabban. So the Gemara said, that we know. Pshita, that din we know. Mocha Lekech, the Lekech Rishon sold Bein, and this is Ziburis to Lekech Sheni. Vishiri, this Lefanov, that the din is like, Sekula V'Likvami, everybody comes to collect from the Lekech Rishon. Doach Reina Hi, it's only if he has all three. So he says the takana was a taivas. If he was going to be mafsid, the other guy, so he's not the balabas to be moichel. But to be moichel, about what's the din in the following case? About mocher idis, he bought idis last from the loiva, and then he goes and he says the lekech rishain bought all three. And then he sells the idus to lekech sheni. Mishia benis v'ziburis mai. What's the din in such a case? What's the shaila? Moche idus mishia benis v'ziburis mai. What's the din? Sav rabbi lameima osa kulu govu me idus. Because he bought idus bachreinam. That was the case that we said. He bought lahatchila idus bachreinam. So the whole, at the time that he had already had the benis and the ziburis, everybody shibud was chal on the Yiddis. Then he goes and he sells the Yiddis to Lekech Sheni. So the shibud, everybody shibud should be by the Lekech Sheni. So let the Lekech Sheni tie la nichle b'takante rabbanan. No, it's going to be mafsed the other guy. It's going to be mafsed the Lekech Rishon. So that's what Abai says. So Abai l'neimar, the Lekech Sheni cannot say la nichle b'takante rabbanan. Sabra by the name, also kula gov minis, they all collect from the lekech sheni. Has the right to sell a nichle v'takant rabban, because it's going to be mafsid the lekech rishon. Can't say the whole takana was with teivasai. It's to protect everybody over here. Amalei Rava, so Rava said no. Whenever the machleg is abai v'Rava, it's not yalkagam, so he passed like Rava. So Rava comes up with a new chiddush. Ma mocha rishon l'sheni kol schusha tova liyadai. When the Lekech Rishon sells the Idis to the Lekech Sheni, so he sells him not only the Karka, it's self-understood, he sells him the Schus HaTaina that he had in connection with the Karka. Mamach Rishoni, not only the Karka of the Idis, and his Schus in connection with the Karka, the Kevin the Ilu also got the Lekech Rishon. If there wouldn't be any Lekech Sheni, you just have the Lekech Rishon, and Lekech Idis Bachreinu, he bought Idis last. So he would be able to say, "What's the agvi lehumi benes uziburis?" Why? Because he can say, "Man nichalei betakanta the rabbanon." So over here we say, "Mamach rishon l'sheni." So the sheni has the right, even though by the sheni saying, "Man nichalei betakanta the rabbanon," is going to be mafsid the lekech rishon who has the benes and the ziburis. But that's. Self-understood, that was included in the Mechira. When the Lekech Rishon sold the Idis to the Lekech Sheni, he sold it to him called Schusha Tabeliyada in connection with that Karka. So if they would have come to Lekech Rishon, he would have been able to say, L'nichali v'takan to the Rabbanan. So he sold that right to the Lekech Sheni. So the Lekech Sheni is going to pull the stunt and say, L'nichali v'takan to the Rabbanan, even though it's L'choyvas to Lekech Rishon. So he says l'nichali, and everybody gets kidinam. Omalei Rava. So Rava argues back to Abai. Ma machan rishon l'sheni kol schusha tova liyode. Not only did he sell him the karka of it, he sells many schusha taine in connection with the karka of Kevin. And since the lekech rishon would have been able to say l'nichali, but the counter up on kid, they also look at the lekech rishon. What's the agvi lehu mi beinin this viziburis each one kidinam. Even though the whole shibud shifted to the Idis, and then from Chosmat, nonetheless, he can say lo nichalei v'takan to the rabbanon. So lekech sheni, now motzi amalei givi benes zibur kalech chizav lekech sheni. Daiter the chol schus tava the yada. Wow, achidish. It's a big chiddush. So we assume like Rava. When he sold the karka, the idis, when he sold Nachamon, what did he sell? He sold the idis to Lekev Sheni. The Lekev Sheni buys with the Sada, he buys also the right to Taina that the Lekev Rishon had. Even though now it's going to come out, when the Lekev Sheni says, it's going to come out to the detriment of the Lekev Rishon. So how can he say the whole Takana was a Tevasi? No, so it's assumed that when the Lekech Rishon sold the Yiddish, the Lekech Sheni, he sold it then with that Zchus HaTayna. Achidish. Yeah. What does the Gemara have another din? Omar Rava. Reuven Shemach HaKol Sadoisav L'Shimon. Different case. Totally different case. Up until now, we're working on the cases when someone owed Balchoim Ksuvasisha and the Zikin, and he had the Yiddish Benizim. He sold everything to Lekech. Lekech sold to Lekech Sheni. Now we're talking about a new story, different story. Oh, my Rava, what's the din? Reuven Shemacha calls a doisav Shimon, sells everything to Shimon. Well, Shimon and Machar, so the Achas Lelevi sells one of the fields to Levi. And Reuven, who originally sold all the fields to Shimon, and Shimon sold some of them to Levi. So Reuven owed money. Reuven had borrowed money from a Malva. So when the Malva comes to collect, who does he go to collect from? Does he collect from the Lekech Rishon or from the Lekech Sheni? Reuven sold everything to Vasachas, the Lekech Rishon. There was no Achram. And then the Lekech Rishon sold some of the karkos to Lekech Sheni. What does he say? Babach of the Reuven, Ratzimizegoyver. He has a right to ask. He goes to Reuven. Reuven is broke. He doesn't have a penny. So he can't collect from Reuven and Mitzias. So you have to go collect from the Shibin Achasin. So Rabbi says he has a right to go either to the first Lekech or to the second Lekech. There is no din. Ein Ephraim and Achasim Mishabat and Mavakim Sheish Ben Echairin is only if it's an issue between the Lekeach and the Loiva. Here it's an issue between the Lekeach and the Lekeach Sheni. So why should they make a Takana L'Toivas to the Lekeach Sheni as opposed to the Lekeach Rishon? They make a Takana, don't take away from the Lekeach if the Loiva is still around. Let the Loiva pay if he has assets. But if the loiva is broke, and now it's a toss-up between the Lekech Rishon and Lekech Sheni, so there's no takana over there. It's all the gviya. Whoever you're going to collect from, it's going to be based on Shiva Nechos. It's not going to be based on Shiva Daguf. So he says, Ratzimizegav. But this is only, well, there's only Beinanis. That's only if the Lekech Sheni bought Beinanis. And Malva has a right to collect Beinanis. So he says, my Beinanis, part of my Beinanis is by the Lekech Rishon, part of my Beinanis is by the Lekech Sheni. So he says, I have a right to go either to the first or to the second, or to take care from the first. Let's say he owes him $200,000. He can go to the first Lekech Rishon and say, I want to collect $100,000 from you. I want to collect $100,000 from the Lekech Sheni. Okay. Any arrangement he can go, because they both have Beinanis. Avol, lo maranos of beninus that the lekech sheni bought beninus. So both the lekech rishon and the lekech sheni have the karka that's meshubatim. Avol, what if he only bought idis and ziburis loy? But if the lekech sheni bought idis and ziburis, this then doesn't apply. By the amalei, the lekech sheni can tiny loch and daiki v'zabni idis v'ziburis are the lechazi loch. Why is he Buris Aradel Chaziloch? If the Bachar is entitled to Beinanis, it means even Beinanis. He's certainly entitled to Zibur. If he would say the Lekech Sheni bought Idis, I would understand. Idis was not Meshubit to the Balchayv. So I can say, I didn't buy the karka that's Meshubit to you. Only the Beinanis and the Zibur is Meshubit. But the Gemara says, Abel Zoban Edis Viziburis, he bought Edis and Ziburis, then the it's not then the Baal Chayv is not Ratzim Mizeh Gavir Ratzim Mizeh. It can only go to the Keach Rishon. Has the Benis? Why Dom Alei? The Keach Sheni Tains. Why is Ziburis not Chazilach? Ziburis also Chazilach. He can even collect Benis. He can certainly ask for Ziburis. Whenever the Malva comes to collect, Malva can't dictate, the Rosh says like that. Malva can't dictate which karka he wants. Here, the Vilna Gaon writes, in base, Kavala Rosh Chaylikazeh. The Pashtus is like the Rosh. The Malva can't come, let's say, I come to the Loiva, and the Loiva has 20 karkas, the Rosh Benin is. I can say, I want this karka. No, what right do I have? Unless I have a soda next to it. That's what Rashi said on the previous. It's not just like there's a din that when you divide the Yerusha, the Bchor gets the two halokim, achad metzra, because kofen al midas dom, why not? So if I have a karka, the malva has a karka next to one of the 20 sodas of benenis of the loiva, so the malva says it's not fair, kofen al midas dom, to you, it doesn't make a difference. If you give me this soda, that soda, the other soda. And to me, it does make a difference. A kofan amidah zay. But if he doesn't have a karak next to it, he can't dictate which benenis he wants.
Doesn't the Rosh say that the reason there that he's able to take the benenis is because the other guy offers it to him? That's what he says. You only have to take benenis because the other guy offered it to you.
What do you mean?
In the earlier sugya, when the guy's able to take benenis, in Akamara, the Rosh explains that really you can't choose to take benenis, but it's only because the other guy offered it to him. Not because of kofan amidah zay.
What the Rosh disagrees with the Rashi. If he has a karka samach from someone with the Rosh, would probably agree because that should be kofen on leaders, right? Rashi wants to give you a case where he can demand. So he says the guy has a field next to it. But if he doesn't have any field next to it, the Lord has 20 fields of Benin. So the Malda has no right to say, I want that field. The Loiva can give him whichever field he wants to. So what does he say over here? If the Lekech Sheni buys Ziburis, he says, the Sada Ziburis was not Meshuvah. Why not? The Benis and the Ziburis, they're both Meshuvah. And if he has, and if the Malva has a Sada next to the Sada of Ziburis, he says, I would prefer to have the Ziburis be Kofen on Midas Day. Why do you say the Ziburis is not Meshuvah? The Edis is not Meshuvah. I don't know. I don't know. Why did the Gemara say? I don't know. I apologize. I have to leave. Okay. We got to figure out what's going on tomorrow. We got to look in the Mishnah and see what's going on.
They want to tell us kind of. Why don't we consider the location to be a gangster? He's also losing out. Ultimately, he's a hard man, too. He